Hi, my name's Derek and I'm a parent advisor at Contact. This podcast is about what happens to payments of disability living allowance when a child goes into residential accommodation. The same rules also apply if your child's in Scotland and gets the child disability payment rather than DLA. If your child goes into a residential placement and the costs are met by public funds, for example by the local authority, this affects payment of the care component of DLA or the child disability payment. However, the mobility component's not affected and should continue to be paid in full. These rules apply regardless of whether your child's in a residential school or in residential care. The care component continues to be paid for the first 28 days that your child's in care. However, once they've spent 28 days in a residential setting, payments of the care component are then suspended for any subsequent days in care. If your child comes home, for example at weekends or during holidays, you should be paid the care component for the days they spend at home. Both the day they leave residential care and the day they return there are both treated as days at home. So if your child comes home on a Friday and returns to their residential placement on a Monday, they will be treated as having spent 4 days at home, and you would get 4/7 of the care component for that week. The DLA unit, or Social Security Scotland, will ask you to provide details of when your child was in residential accommodation and when they were at home, and they will pay you the care component that you were owed as arrears once they've received that information from you. If your child goes in and out of residential accommodation, different stays that are separated by 28 days or less are added together when counting how many days your child's been in care. However, if your child comes home for at least 29 days, for example during the long summer holiday, the link between those separate stays is broken. This means that the next time they return to residential accommodation after a long stay at home, the care component can once more be paid for the first 28 days in care. The rules I've outlined here only apply to stays in residential accommodation. DLA and child disability payment are not affected where a child under 18 is in hospital. Sometimes a child who's in a residential placement that's fully funded by the NHS will fall under the hospital rather than the residential accommodation rules. This will depend partly on the funding of the placement and partly on the type of care that they receive. The rules are complicated, so contact our free helpline on 0808 808 3555 if this applies to you. You can find out more about how DLA and other benefits are affected by a stay in residential accommodation. See our benefits webpage about changes in circumstances at contact.org.uk. Thanks a lot for listening.